going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
It's Melissa and Austin on US 99. And right now we have the lead singer of Old Dominion, Matthew Ramsey, joining us right now. Matthew, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're doing great. Good. Thank you so much for calling in today. We're so excited to have you.
Absolutely, man. Anytime.
Matthew, we're so excited to have you on to talk about one of our favorite songs here on US 99, Coming Home. It's incredible, man.
I loved it the first time I heard it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're very proud of it. It's a really fun, energetic thing to have in the show, too.
I don't know what it is about that song. It's like when it first started, I was like, okay, yeah, this song is really good. It's like pumping me up. And continuously, as it went along, it built up momentum in my head and in my body to where I was like, you know what? I'm ready for the warm weather so I can be in my car, roll my window down, and crank this song up on the radio.
Perfect. It's a harmonica, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
100%. The whole time I was listening to the song being like, where's the harmonica? And once it kicked in, I was like, I'm ready for summer.
You know, it's funny. We've been a band for a really long time, and we've known each other for longer than that, and no one in the band knew I could play harmonica.
Oh, my gosh. What?
How long have you been trying to place a harmonica in, like, every song? I imagine it's like the SNL skit with the cowbell. You're just trying to work it in.
Never. It was funny. We were in the studio, and we were like, man, it would be cool to have a harmonica part on this. And so, like, to the point where I literally was like, well, somebody go to the store and get me a harmonica. And they all just kind of looked at me like, you're going to do this? And I was like, yeah, I got it. And they're like, okay. And I went in there and did it. And they were like, man, where has that been? I've known you for 20 years. I've never seen that.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Hilarious. You think that you guys would know everything about each other by now.
Still learning about each other. Look at us go.
You are.
I love it. One of the things that I was reading about Coming Home as well is that you guys wrote it in the same studio that you wrote Make It Sweet. So are you guys a little superstitious now? Like you have to go to that studio to produce hits?
Well, it's definitely the same in that the common thread is that whole album was written like in the moment and recorded in the moment. So we would write the songs right there and record it at the same time. So lots of times when we make albums, we have hundreds of songs that we sift through and then we decide to record them. But that particular album and Make It Sweet and a couple of other songs we've done throughout the years, including Coming Home, were just in the moment in the studio. We wrote it. And that's what you hear was what came out of us right there in that moment.
God, I love hearing that. That's so cool. Speaking of album, okay, when's it coming out? How many tracks? You said you've got hundreds and hundreds in the bucket.
I'm like literally waiting every day for the final mixes to come through. Any minute now, we're going to get some mixes to comb over. But I got to say, we're so, so excited about this album that we just finished up. It's been a long time since all of us have been as excited about a group of songs as we are this one. So can't wait for you to hear it.
Yeah, I heard they're really random. Like there's no rhyme or reason to some of these songs.
They're just kind of a collection of just like, we kind of tried to stretch ourselves a little bit and just, we get a little weird sometimes. And then we kind of go right down to like, there's a lot of like flavors of our first album in there that we kind of wanted to go back and revisit. And it's kind of everything that it means to be Old Dominion all in one album.
I can't wait to hear it.
And Matthew, Old Dominion, of course, is headlining the Friday of Windy City Smokeout. How many of these new songs can we expect to hear that night at Smokeout?
I think it just depends because, some of them will be released by that point. You know, we've released a couple of them at this point, and a couple more will be coming out. And so we always try to work one or two in, but we also take requests too. So if people bring signs and want to hear stuff, we'll play whatever. So you never know. You could hear something old or something new.
Oh.
No pressure at all, but that is my birthday. And I do celebrate my birthdays very hard. So you will be getting a request from me. I'll just have to think about it.
All right.
It might be the birthday song.
Yeah, if you could sing the birthday song over and over, that would be fantastic.
It's time now for One's Gotta Go. Brought to us by Arnold Electrical Services.
Zzt.
And joining us now is Matthew Ramsey from Old Dominion. He was kind enough to join us earlier this week to talk about his new song, Coming Home, and also headlining Friday night of Windy City Smokeout. Matthew, are you ready to play a game with us?
Sure.
Perfect. The game is called One's Gotta Go. Very simple. We're just going to give you a couple of options, and you got to tell us which one's got to go. Sound good?
Sure.
Okay. We'll start with this one. From a 773 texter, one's gotta go, living in a treehouse or living in a houseboat? Which one's gotta go?
The treehouse gotta go.
Treehouse has gotta go. Why is that?
I'm not a big heights guy.
Really? Like, technically afraid of heights or no?
I'm not really afraid of them, but if you start getting up there, I start getting a little queasy. It starts to feel a little uncomfortable, so I would rather, I'd definitely rather be on the boat.
Okay.
Then this may already have your answer way ahead of time, because one's got to go. Question number two, taking a tour bus everywhere or taking a plane everywhere where you're very, very high in the sky?
Yeah, the plane's got to go.
Really?
I'm so sick of being on the airplanes. I love my bus. It's my home. It's got all my stuff.
Oh, gosh.
I know when you guys were writing Coming Home, you were talking a little bit about how long you had been on the road, or at that point it was like 60-some days is the longest you guys have spent. How much of that is on a tour bus compared to like flying around?
It kind of just depends on where the shows are. Lots of times when we go out west, we obviously have to fly out there, but our bus will meet us out there. So it's probably, at this point, kind of 50-50.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Always wondered about that. Okay, we've got one final One's Gotta Go question.
This is actually from one of our texters, an 847 texter. One's Gotta Go. Having your fingers stuck together or having your toes stuck together? Which one's gotta go?
Oh, my God. Well, I'd say the fingers stuck together. It's kind of my livelihood, so I kind of need my fingers.
So. That's fast.
Plus, I could swim a lot faster. Yeah.
You'd almost be like a turtle in the water.
Exactly. You'd be the next Michael Phelps. It'd be incredible.
Oh my gosh. Matthew Ramsey, thank you so much for joining us today. We love you. We love the rest of the group, Old Dominion. You guys are fantastic. Probably my favorite song for this summer is going to be Coming Home. I absolutely love it. And we just cannot thank you enough for talking to us today and updating us on everything.
Yeah, my pleasure. We can't wait to see you guys and play that Smokeout. It's going to be awesome.
We can't wait to see you guys either the Friday night of Windy City Smokeout, Matthew. And I'm not just saying that because, as a reminder, that is my birthday, July 11th. But don't worry, I'll start working on my song request now for that big day.
All right, yeah. Start making your sign, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.
All right, man. We'll see you.
Okay, bye-bye.
See y'all.
It's Melissa and Austin
on US 99.